This week's parsha is Parshas Kisavo. The parsha starts out with the mitzvah Bikurim, and the parsha ends with the idea of the Tochacha. The rabbis, the Chazal, tell us that Ezra, he set up the Torah reading so that we would read the Tochacha. There are two places that we have the Tochacha, here and in Bichukosai, that they should be read before two different holidays. One is Shavuot, and the other is here before Rosh Hashanah. And the line that they use in explaining this is Shatechla Shana Vikilota, that we should end the year and get rid of all the curses, get rid of all the negativity, so that we can start fresh. And so here we have, this week, we read this long, very gruesome Tochacha of all the curses. But the idea is that let's get it out and put it and flush it, so to speak, so that when we start our new year, God willing, it should be a year of blessing, of all good things. And so, therefore, Shetichla Shana V'Kilotel, we read this parsha. The thing is that the parsha begins with Bikurim. And Bikurim, what is Bikurim? Bikurim says that we take our first fruits and we bring them up to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, to the temple. And then part of the mitzvah of taking that and then reciting the parsha, the Mikra Bikurim, we have a paragraph where we review basically our history leading up to getting to the land of Israel. We were, you know, Avrami Oviavi, that we were at one point, you know, put in and subjugated and exiled. And then we went to Egypt and we were put in slavery, only to then be freed by Hashem and then brought up to the land of Israel. And then we come to this place and we bring our first fruit. So when we take a step back and we ask the question, if what's going on here is that bringing the first fruit is a way of saying thank you, it's a thanksgiving for the fact that Hashem blessed us with a good crop. So if we were to take, just analyze the situation, it is a little bit strange. And that is, you could have $1 million crop, and to say thank you, I'm going to bring a little basket with, you know, about $30 worth of fruit. And here, Hashem, thank you for the banner crop. I'll give you a $30 bushel of something. So it doesn't seem to make sense. Like, how does that work? That as a way of Thanksgiving, so it seems, we're bringing this basket of our fruits. And so if you look at the wording, though, of what we recite, and this actually becomes, this is this text is what we use in our telling over the story of the Haggadah on the night of Passover, Pesach. We read this paragraph that is part of the recitation of the Bikurim mitzvah. And then at the end of it, it says like this. So God brought us to this place, to the land of milk and honey. Viata now, the person recites, Hine heveti et reishis pri hadama asher natata li Hashem. Now I bring the first of the fruits of the ground that Hashem gave me. And I'm putting it in front of God, and I bow. Vishtachavisa lefnei Hashem lokecha. So at first we said, okay, it sounds like what we're doing is we're bringing, hey, thank you. Here is a gift, so to speak, as a recognition of the fact that you've blessed me with this incredible crop. But perhaps, and the wording, the subtlety of the wording, what the person is saying is crucial here. And that is, here I have brought the first of the fruits, the reshit. What we're doing here when we bring our first fruit is the focus on reshit. Here we are, we're starting a new year. Similarly, when a person has this incredible crop, his way of saying thank you is to bring the first of. And the idea of him bringing the first of is to show that he gets and understands what Hashem was doing when he created the world. The Ramchal explains that when Hashem created the world, the beginning was predicated on hope. That everything is based on God's hope for a great outcome. that the only reason I'm starting this is because of this thing that will emerge. And that is the idea first. I start, it's all this incredible power of hope of what will come. And so here we are. We get to the land of Israel. We have this banner crop. And when we bring those fruits, it's not saying, here, thank you, here's my little donation. But what I'm saying here is I'm bringing the rachis of the pre-hadam. I'm bringing the first because I understand that's what it's all about. I want to be a partner with God in celebrating the beginning of something because that's ultimately what creation is all about. Starting things because I have aspirations for great outcomes. And so here we are as we get closer to the beginning of a new year. And the celebration of a Rosh Hashanah is exactly this point. Of a Rishis, we start again, and we have incredible, incredible hope for an incredible outcome. Similar to the way God, when he created the world, had this, so too we. We have Rahalach the Berdrachav, which is mentioned in this parsha, is that we want to emulate God in this way. So what do? We take from the first, and we recognize, we dedicate that to Hashem, and we bow to him. And then from there, it says, V'samachta b'chol atov asher nasan l'cha Hashem l'kecha v'etecha. And then we will rejoice, we'll enjoy all that goodness that God has given us. Because why? Because we understand, we recognize the importance of beginnings. Because the beginning is special, and we devote ourselves to that, and we celebrate the beginnings because of the recognition of the great things that will come from there. And so Hashem should bless us, that we should get rid of all the negativity, but at the same time, we should be able to get connected and celebrate the idea of new beginnings, because it's there that all the hope rests and lies, and that from there, we should be able to see tremendous joy and good tidings. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.